Today's shiur is Masechta Menachos Daf Kof. We will begin on Daf Kof Amud Aleph, six lines from the bottom. The Mishnah Torah Chal Yom Kippur Melias B'Shabbos. Yom Kippur falls on Shabbos. Then Mishnah Torah, they distribute the Lechem Aponim on Motzei Shabbos. Then the Mishnah discusses a situation where Chal Yom Kippur falls on Shabbos. What happens if Yom Kippur falls on Friday and they're going to distribute the Lechem Aponim? And that's okay, but there's another carbon that they distribute, and that's the carbon that was brought on Yom Kippur itself, and it's a carbon chatas, which we've learned many times. The amount of time you could eat a carbon chatas is yoyim v'layla, one day, one night. So now it's already matzah Yom Kippur. So it was brought on Friday Yom Kippur. The latest you could eat it is until Friday night, and the Gemara therefore has now an issue. How could you cook it? So the Mishnah said that the Bavlayim would eat it raw. Says the Gemara, Amar Abba B'chan Amar B'yochanan, Loi Bavlayim Haim, the not Bavlayim, Alexandrian Haim. Really, these individuals were from Alexandria. However, Metoch Shesoinim, that's the Bavlayim, the people from Metzisrael dislike the Bavlim. Karnosoi, they called the people from Alexandria who were eating this up, they were calling them Bavlayim, because this was a way to, this was their opportunity to say something not nice about them. So there are obviously a number of questions. The first point that the Rishonim, Taisus and Rishonim make is that these individuals eat raw meat. They eat raw meat, and therefore over here, the fact that they ate raw meat was something that they used to be able to eat up this karmen chatas meat. Of course, the question is, so why would a Bavlayim call that way? So some say the Bavlayim also eat raw meat. Or as I said, they use this as an opportunity to say something not nice about the Bavlayim. But when you think about it, the Bavlayim weren't doing something that nice. They were doing something exceptionally nice. Here we have a problem that this carbon is going to be out to become nicer. And if it's going to become nicer, and they're eating it, even though it's not so geschmack, shouldn't they get credit for what they're doing? Why is the Gemara, and why were they saying that they weren't doing anything right? So I saw that many suggest that they weren't Mekayim mitzvah, that what they did accomplish is that the meat wasn't left to become nicer, but they didn't really accomplish much more than that, because the mitzvah of Achilas Kachim was not accomplished here, because something which is eaten Shaloi Kederach Achila is not considered an act of Achila. There is, however, a Beis Halevi that suggests that we often discuss that something that's not eaten kederach achila, indeed halachically may not be considered an act of achila, but there are those that suggest that that's by all foods. For food to have been considered that it's eaten properly is because it's eaten only when it's eaten kederach achila. But if the goal of eating the food, or I could say a little better, by eating the food, what you accomplish is that you eat kachim. So not just have you accomplished that it's not nicer, you've really accomplished much more. And I think the way to understand it is we're going to be having in our shurim the concept of chibus hakodesh. Chibus hakodesh means that even though food normally, in order to be able to become tubal, has to become mukshel kabal toma, by kachim, there is no necessity like that. And that's the same halacha if we speak about kachim being eaten in a not usual fashion. Even though normally that wouldn't be considered a ma'isa achila, here it's going to be considered a proper ma'isa achila. And says the Gemara Tanya Nami Hochi, that's what we learned in a brisa. Reb Yosef Eloi Bavlayim Haim, they weren't really Bavlayim, Alexandrium Haim, they're really Alexandrium. However, M'toch Shesonim as Bavlayim, because they disliked the Bavlayim, Karnasim, they called Alexandrium Hashem HaBavlayim. Amalei Rabbi Yehuda said, to Rabbi Yossi, thank you. Tanuach dati, you made me feel better. Shenachta dati, because as the Mefarshim explained, Rabbi Yehuda was from a family from Bavel. Because he was from a family from Bavel, he felt bad when the people were spoken, when the Bavlaim was spoken about that way. And this was a way of making him feel better. The Tirak Doisha, as we've been speaking so extensively in our shiurim about the Lechem Aponim, says, when Nasatas al Marocha, Amarech Slavona Zak, Voisel Hachem, Laskora, Ishla Shem, Beyoim HaShabbos, Yarichenu. And from here we learn that the proper way of arranging the Lechem Aponim and the Bezichei Levona is that we put them on the Shulchan, we put the Lechem in the Shulchan, as we discussed, we put the Bezich Levonim on top of the Shulchan or wherever we put them, and they're there all week until the next Shabbos. Then we take out the Lechem from the last week, we burn the Bezichim, and then we are able to distribute the Lechem for Achila. Our Mishnah now speaks about situations where it wasn't done as just described. So says the Mishnah, see this Lechem B'Shabbos, if they put the Lechem on Shabbos as required. However, the Bezich will only put on Lacha Shabbos. The Victus of Bezich B'Shabbos above, and then next week Shabbos, they burnt those Bezichim, then the Halacha is that this is going to be possible. Because the Halacha is that both the Lechem upon him and the Bezichim have to be on the table for a full 8 days. And here, you didn't do so. So the question that we're going to be discussing is, what can we do in this situation? So the simple pshat is that we'll have to dispose of the lechem, dispose of the bezichim, put them on the next Shabbos properly, and then we'll have it for the Shabbos afterwards. I did see that those suggest that we could just maybe leave the lechem for another week. However, since this bezichim and now, by extension, the lechem have become disqualified. Therefore, Allah is emchaim shumpigel. If somebody, when he did the avoda on the bezichin, that means the burning of the bezichin, had a machshevas pigel, or the lechem, if the lechem was left over past the time that it's supposed to be eaten, and normally if the lechem is left over past the time that's supposed to be eaten, it becomes noiser, or if the lechem became tameh, all of those halachas would not be applicable here because we're speaking about a case that this lechem is disqualified anyway. Continues the Mishnah, see this lechem as a bezichim b'Shabbos, if everything was put on properly in Shabbos. However, the bezich is bezichim l'acha Shabbos, you burnt it the next day instead of waiting the week. Again, psula, because you have to wait a whole week to have it on the shulchan. And therefore, again, if on this lechem, there won't be a problem of enchayavam shumpigel nois v'tamei. Continues the Mishnah. See that's a lechem as bezichim l'acha Shabbos. You put them on the shulchan after on Shabbos. Take this bezichim b'Shabbos. And then you put the bezichim on Shabbos. And then you put it on Shabbos. Psula. Again, it's possible. Since the lechem and the bezichim were not on the shulchan for a full 7 days. Ketzad Yasser, the Gersh of our Mishnah is Psula. I did see that some take out the word Psula. Psula is possible when it could have been good and it became possible. Here it was not good in the first place. Ketzad Yasser, what should you do? Yenechena, the Shabbos Haba, leave it there for a whole extra week, because says the Mishnah, Shafir hi ha-shulchan yomim rabim, even if it ends up being on the shulchan for many days, in other words, in this case, it's there for 2 weeks instead of 1 week, it doesn't make a difference. It doesn't become possible by being there. I did see a machloikus rishonim. Some suggest that you should take it off and put it on again. That's Rashi's pshat. The Rambam seems to hold you need not do that. Says the Gemara, Tanan Hosam. The Mishnah Masechta Yuma describes the Avodah of Yom Kippurim says, in the morning, Amalam HaMamuna, the Mamuna is the Skan Kohen Gadol. The reason he was called the Mamuna, because he was appointed to be there as the assistant to the Kohen Gadol. If something will happen with the Kohen Gadol, he'll be there to substitute. The Tosfos here says that that's not the definition of the Mamuna, but rather the definition of Mamuna is that there was somebody appointed for various jobs. This is one of the jobs that he actually was appointed for. It says the Mishnah Amalei Mamuna, the person would tell the Kohanim who were there, go on to the top of the roof or on top of the wall, and ru emegiya shchita. If the time for the shchita has come, that means if the day has begun, it was already, the day began. Emegiya, if indeed it has, haroya, the person standing on top of the roof, on top of the wall, would say bakoi that it's light. Matasi ben Shmuel, who was apparently a mamuna, when he would have this responsibility, Omer, he would say to the person who was on the lookout, Hey, Pneiku Mizrachat Shebechevron, the way he asked the question was, is a light all the way to Chevron? And the Gemara Masechta the Yuma, Tosfos, it quotes the Yerushalmi actually, says, why was the question asked that way? Because it's Yom Kippur, and we want to speak about Schus Ovis, which of course Chevron represents. V'hu Aymer Hain, and the person standing on the wall would say yes. V'lama Hotzruka L'kach, why was this all necessary? Says the Gemara, because Pamachas Olam Or Alavona, once it was the moon, it was really the moon that was shining. V'dima, but they made a mistake in thinking Her Mizrach, that the sun was coming up. V'shachar as a tamid, and they shechted the Karma Tamid based on that mistake. V'tziyul based Sreifa, and since the Karma Tamid was since they made the mistake and they brought the Karma Tamid before the day began, the Karma Tamid is puzzle and it had to be disposed. The Mefarshim point out that this story did not necessarily happen on Yom Kippur. Because on Yom Kippur, which is on the 10th of the month, the Mishnah is speaking, in that case, you're not going to have the moon up in the that time of the month. And therefore, many Mefarshim suggest that this happened at another time, but it's the point being, the reason for going through this procedure was for this reason. The Nelech, the Talmud Chochem, is called a Melech. As the Pasuk says in Mishlei, Bi Melochim Mimloichu. And the Sefer Be'er Maran Chaim explains that somebody who learns Torah, as we just said, is the Melech. And what the Melech is the one who could bring Yeshua to Klal Yisrael. The Mamuna would say, have you seen the light? Have you seen the light of Torah? If you've seen the light of Torah, then you're able to do the Avodah. Along very similar line I saw, the Avodah Yisrael says, this individual, the Mamuna and the person who he spoke to, is a person who was supposed to see the light, who was supposed to see what you're supposed to see. And that's what we're looking for in Yom Kippur. We're looking for in Yom Kippur is this person indicating that we know what we're looking for. I saw another pshat that Demir Emes says that, as we learned, they mentioned Chevron because they wanted to mention the Schus Ovis. And the point being that we mentioned the Schus Ovis gives us the ability to overcome the Yetzer Hara. And the whole avoid of Yom Kippur, of course, is an avoid of doing tshuva. So that's why on Yom Kippur, they would mention the Schus Ovis and use that Schus Ovis to be able to overcome the Yetzer Hara. So the Mishnah says, continues going back to the avoid of Yom Kippur, Haridu Kohen Beis HaTefillah, they took the Kohen to the mikveh before he's going to do the avoid of the Karmat Tamid. And the Mishnah says, they had the following rule in the Beis HaMikdash, anyone who has to urinate, ton tefillah, has to go to the mikveh. For kol matl mayim, and somebody who urinates, kol mesach raglov is somebody who goes to the bathroom, has to go to the mikveh. Kol matl mayim, and if somebody urinates, tohen kiddush adayim v'raglayim. And the way I sort of Tres Yaakov explained, because there's an obvious question when we learn this piece of Gemara. Why is it necessary in the middle of describing what happened to tell us that somebody who urinates has to do this and somebody goes to the bathroom has to do that? Why is that necessary towards what we are learning in our shiur today? So the Tres Yaakov explains that the Kohen Gadol on the night of Yom Kippur would go to the mikveh. And he stayed up all night. Mishnah Masechta Yuma explains quite extensively that he remained up all night. So then he doesn't have to go to the mikveh in the morning. So the question is, why was it necessary, as we just learned, for him to go to the mikveh? To which the Gemara replies, he didn't go to the mikveh because he was sleeping. He went to the mikveh because typically when somebody starts the day, he has to use the bathroom. And He had to go to the mikveh. Says the Gemara, Tanya Avud Reb Ovin, Loi Zu Bavad, only the Karma Talmud, that if it was brought at the wrong time, must be disposed of. And I feel Oil Sa'if, even Oil Sa'if, that we know that the way an Oil Sa'if is killed in the base of Migdash is Malika. If it was Nimlika Belaila, or Mincha Shnikbitza Belaila, or the Karma Mincha was brought by night, in both of these cases, Tetzei Lebeis. The base a sreifa, and the poshup shot in the Gemara is that the malika or the kamitza stands in the place of the shchita. So if the Gemara here now is teaching us that shchita that's done before daybreak requires that it go out to base a shchita, these two also have to be taken out to base a shchita. So Tosfos asks a different question: what do we say that if it was done by night, it goes out to base of Sreifa? There's another question. We know that the halach is very specific, that the carbon oil or tamid in the morning is the first carbon that's brought every day. So if it's the first carbon that brought every day, so if these kabanas were brought before the tamid, which could not be brought by night, they become disqualified. So Tosfos says that even though correctly, the carbon tamid should be first, if a carbon was brought before the Karma Tamid, it doesn't become disqualified to the degree that it should be disposed. If it was brought by night, that's what's usur. Another teretz is that when the Torah is so concerned that nothing should be before the Tamid Shachar, it means the burning on the Mizbeach. The first thing burnt on the Mizbeach has to be the Tamid Shachar. But here we're not talking about the burning on the Mizbeach. There doesn't have to be brought. Another explanation that I saw that the Ravid says, that let's say there is no animal available, Chas v'Shalom, for the Karban Tamid. So if the Karban Tamid is not available, so there we're not going to stop all the avoid in the Beis HaMikdash. Since we're not going to stop all the avoid in the Beis HaMikdash, and these Karbanos, the Mincha, the Oil Saif, are available, so then we should do that. A similar pshat I saw from the Ritva is that the din, that nothing comes before the Talmud Shel Shachar, is only when the Talmud Shel Shachar is there and available for us to do the avoida. But if it's not there, suggests not to do anything is not what the halacha requires. Tosfos asks another question. We know that we're not allowed to do any avoida before the doors of the Beis HaMikdash are open. And if that's the case, over here, it was before the daybreak. It was before daybreak, the doors of the Beis HaMikdash weren't open yet. So why wouldn't it become possible? So the Tosfos responds that where is the Torah makpid? Where is the Torah so concerned that nothing can be done before the doors open? That's regarding Shechita. No shechita can be done before the doors are open. But here, we're not talking about a shechita. We're talking about malika, we're talking about kmitza, on them, there is no, there is not that discussion. Another point that the Rishonim make is that there's another problem. We often discuss in our shiurim that after the kmitza is done, it's put into the kli sharis. And we know that anything that's left overnight in the kli sharis becomes pasul because of lina. So if the kmitza was done before daybreak, when daybreak will come, we'll have a situation of where we have to dispose of the carbon mincha because the kmitza became pasul with lina. So the Gvuras Ari says a big chiddush. He says it's only subject to lina if it was there the entire night. Here it was done right before the morning. That wouldn't be subject to lina. The Rishash also says a chiddush. The Rishash says a chiddush that the only type of carbon that could be subject to lina is a carbon that was offered by day, and then lina, it was left overnight. But if the carbon wasn't offered by day, it's not subject to lina. Says the Gemara, Mishlama Oyla Saif. So now, continues the Gemara, we understand that the Oyla Saif has to be disposed. Mishum Delef Shaladura. We can't correct this. We're past the Malika. Ela Mincha, but ask the Gemara, why by the carbon Mincha? Efsha, the Mahad, the Kamsul Duchtei. Why don't we just put the Kamitz back to where it started? And then, the Kamitz be a Mama. And then when it's day, we'll do Kamitza properly. Answers the Gemara, Hu Tana Levaho Amalei. Kli Sharis Makachim. By putting something into the Kli Sharis, it becomes Shlei Bezmanim. Once we put the Kamitz in the Kli Sharis by night, it became Kodesh. And therefore, it became Kodesh. The rest that's left became Shrayim. And it becomes now it becomes impossible to correct it by putting the garments back. Meisvei asked the Gemara, the Braisa teaches us, Kala Karb Yoim, any carbon that's brought by day, Kadosh B'Yoim, it becomes Kadosh with Kedusha Sagof. This becomes a very important part of our shiurim now. When we speak about Kedusha, there are two types of Kedusha. There's Kedusha Saguf, something which has an inherent Kedusha, and there's Kedusha Stomim, only monetary value Kedusha. And the Gemara says, if you brought something that you're supposed to do to avoid it by day, it becomes Kedusha Saguf, if that's a type of carbon that's supposed to be done by day. Something which is Kedusha Saguf, unless it becomes a Balmum, or different circumstances, which we will be discussing, you can't be poided, you can't redeem it. Something that only has Kedusha Stamim can't be redeemed. Something which is meant to be brought Belila, Kaddish Belila becomes Kedusha Sagof by night. Something which could be brought Bein B'yoyim Bein Belila, Kaddish Bein B'yoyim Bein Belila, it becomes Kaddish both by Yoyim Belila. There are the Rishash takes this line of kol belayla kaddish belayla. He says there's nothing that we could identify that's only kaddish belayla. So the Gemara said kol kar b'yoyim kaddish b'yoyim in it'll only get the kedusha saguf by day belayla loy. So ask the Gemara. We said that it was put into the kli sharis belayla, and therefore now it became kaddish, and therefore can't be fixed by putting back into the keli from where it came. But says the Gemara, this was not something that's supposed to be done by night. And therefore, according to the Braisa that we just learned, it's not supposed to be done by, it's not something be done by that gets not done by night. It doesn't get the Kedushas Haguf. Answers the Gemara, what the Braisa means to say is, it doesn't get the status of Kedushas Haguf, ain't a kaddish likarev that it's ready to be put on the mizbeach. Avol kaddish, it does have the level of kedusha that it can become puzzle by having been in the place where, by being there and can't be fixed. Ask the Gemara. So we're learning that something that the kmitza was done by night can't be fixed and should be burnt because putting them to the klisharis, even in a time where they shouldn't be put into klisharis, makes them puzzle. Maser of Zera from our Mishnah. Our Mishnah says, see this, if somebody only put on the lechem and the bezichin after Shabbos, Victor's a bezichin Shabbos, and you wait for next Shabbos, psula, because you weren't, they weren't on the shulchan for the proper amount of time. So Kate Yasa, what our Mishnah suggests should be done, yanichenu l'Shabbos abo, wait for next Shabbos. That means 2 weeks later, almost 2 full weeks later. So I feel I'll shulchan yomim rabim, even if it's on the shulchan for many days, ein b'kach klum. But ask the Gemara, v'sakadatach, if what we're saying now is correct, that klisharis mekachin shleib b'zmanim, if you put something on a klisharis, even in the improper time, it becomes possible that at least it can't be used, ligdush, so you put these, you put this lechem, these chalas, you put this bezichin, not in the proper time, and they should become kaddish to the degree, they should become kaddish to the degree that they're possible. Amar Rava, to which Rabba comments, man the kamosif shab kamosif. Whoever asked this question, asked a good question. For the uvuder of Avin nami masnisa kama. And what Rav Avin said was something that's based on a braisa. It wasn't something that he just made up. And therefore, because kasavar, the tana of the braisa holds, laila emechus zman. Since the night is the beginning of the next day, and therefore, when you put it in the klisharus by night, it's enough to make it that you put it in, that it's enough to make what you did be considered something significant. Hayomim, but if you put it days in advance, mechsoron zman. And therefore, the lechem upon him, let's think about this lechem upon him. This lechem upon him was not put on Shabbos. It was only put on Matzoy Shabbos. By having only put it on Matzoy Shabbos, which you missed this week. So by missing this week, what it means is you have to wait till next week. Since you have to wait till next week, so you put it on, instead of next week, you put it on a couple of days early. That won't make it disqualified. But ask the Gemara, Saif Smaif, since we're supposed to put it on Shabbos, Kimot Leil de Beis Shimshi, so yes, all week long until the next week Shabbos, it doesn't bother us that it's on the Shulchan. But ask the Gemara when next Friday night comes. So next Friday night is ready the night before the Shabbos where it should be put on. Ligdosh Lepasel. Now it's ready the right day. And we're learning if it's the right day and it's put on the night when it should be put on the day, it becomes Pasel. Says the Gemara, we're going to have to explain the Mishnah. Amar Rava Kishakida Vasilik. You took it off before that Friday night. You had it on the Shulchan all week long, took it off Friday night, and then Shabbos by day, put it on properly. Mazutra, says the Gemara, Mazutra v'tema, Rav Asher, ma'afilu tema b'shloi kidim asilik. It's not necessary to explain that the Mishnah is speaking about a case where you took it off Friday night to avoid the problem, because kiven the Sidra shloi kidim atzmasai, since you put it on not the right time, as we keep on learning, you put it on Matzoy Shabbos many, many days in advance of when you were supposed to. Naskim Mishu Sidra Koif. The way the halakha looks at this situation is that what you did is a totally meaningless act. To explain the Gemara literally, it's like a monkey put it on. And therefore, we don't have any serious consideration about an act of a monkey. And this is no different than the act of a monkey. And since it's no different than the act of a monkey, we don't care that it was there from before and remains there. Says the Mishnah, we learned earlier in our perek on the Tzadikei that we're not allowed to bake the Shtei Lechem, nor may we bake the Lechem upon him on Shabbos. Says the Gemara, what about Yontif? So says the Mishnah, Shtei Lechem, the Chalos Ein Pachos Mishnayim, the Shtei Lechem is never eaten less than two days after it's baked, v'lo yosa shloisha, and never more than three. And the Mishnah explains itself. Ketzad, what does that mean? Nefes by Erev Yontif, under normal circumstances, the Shtei Lechem is baked on Erev Yontif, because as we learned, it can't be baked on Yontif. And now we need to explain why. Because the Torah Gdoisha, when it speaks about the doing Malacha on Yontif, Torah Gdoisha says, So from here we learn that we're allowed to cook and bake. That's oichel nefesh. We're allowed to bake on yontif. The Gemara Masechta Pesachim, Daf Mem Zayin Amud Aleph, discusses a machlokes Rava and Rav Chesda. According to Rava, we're only allowed to cook something that we can immediately eat. Something that we can't immediately eat, or we can't cook on bake. The reason that what happens if Yontif is on Friday, and we can't bake on Friday for Shabbos, according to this, is because there's a concept of Hoyel U'Miklei Orchim. I'm baking today on Friday, which is Yontif, because even though the goal of my baking is for tomorrow Shabbos, guests may show up, and I'll have this food that I just cooked and I just baked available for them. So now we could understand why we can't bake the Shtei Lechem on Yontif, because we can't eat the Shtei Lechem until we bring the Kifsei Atzeres and do the Zrik Sadam on the Kifsei Atzeres. So what's the reason we're allowed to cook and bake, even if we don't need it, because a guest may show up and we'll give it to them? Hoyel, here the guest, we can't give it to him. We bake this Tabidish Shtei Lechem, but we can't eat it until after the Kifsei Atzeres abroad. Rav Chisda's point is, Rav Chisda ever holds, you don't have to eat it right away. And if that's the, and that's why he allows for an Erev Tavshilin. The question now is that there's another reason why we can't rely on Eichel Nefesh to bake the Shtei Lechem on Shabbos. Because the Torah, that the pasuk that we just quoted, that teaches us the halacha of Eichel Nefesh, says, Hu levado ye'osu lachem. And from lachem we learn, only what we need for our personal needs do we have the heter of Eichel Nefesh, not for anything else. So therefore, if Erev Shavuos is a weekday, we bake it an Erev Yontif. And then we will eat it the next day, which is Erev, which is Yontif. And therefore, it turns out in the Chalos B'yoyim Toi L'Shnayim. Chal Yontif L'yos Achas Shabbos. But let's say Erev Shavuos is on a Shabbos. So therefore, we can't bake it on Shabbos, Erev Yontif. We're going to bake it on Friday, which is Erev Yontif. And it's going to turn out the Shtei Lechem is Nachalos L'Shloisha, is eaten. It's eaten 3 days after they ate it. I saw a beautiful pshat. The Gemara, a very famous Gemara, teaches us Hakol Moedim the Betzeres Pidan Lachem. The posh pshat of the Gemara is that everybody agrees on Shavuos we have to eat. We have to have the Gashmis of the Yontif, which is a difficult concept. Shavuos, which is today Matan Torah, why is the Lachem so different? Why the eating so important? But now there's a whole new pshat in this. Hakol Moedim the Betzeres Pidan Lachem means that everybody is agreeable that on Shavuos we have a problem because of the lechem. What to do with the Shtei Lechem? Continues the Mishnah, lechem panim nechel ein pachas mitesha. When we speak about the lechem panim, never is it eaten before 9 days from it's baked. V'lo yesal achar asa, never more than 11. Ketzer, and the Mishnah explains itself. Nefem Erev Shabbos, it's normally baked on Erev Shabbos, the Nechel, and it's eaten not the next day, but Shabbos Abba, the next week Shabbos, which is 9 days away. Chal Yontav leaves Erev Shabbos, but let's say Yontav is on Friday, and as we just finished learning, if Yontav is on Friday, especially according to the Vart that we just said, Lachem, couldn't help for this, so we're going to have to bake it on Thursday, and it won't be eaten until the following Shabbos, which is a Sorah. In Eretz Yisrael, there's never 2 days Yontif besides Rosh Hashanah. But let's say you'll have the 2 days of Rosh Hashanah on Thursday, Friday. They're going to be, so the Lechem upon him in that situation is going to be baked on Wednesday and eaten the next week, which is Achad Asa, 11 days. Because, teaches us the Mishnah, V'enedoich Eloysa Shabbos V'Eloysa Yontif, because lechem upon him may not be baked neither on Shabbos or Yontif. Rav Shimon ben Gamliel, Oymim Shimon, Rav Shimon ben Zgan, doiches a Yontif, that the halacha does allow us to bake it on Yontif, vein doiches Yom Tzoyim, but it does not allow us to bake it on Yom Kippur. Rashi says that the Mishnah was very specific in saying, when do we have 2 days that we can't bake besides Shabbos? When we have the 2-day Yom Tov Rosh Hashanah. What did Rashi mean to say? Because in Eretz Yisrael, there's no Sfeika D'Yoma. There are no 2 days Yom Tov in Eretz Yisrael. Besides Rosh Hashanah, which is at the beginning of the month, there they had 2 days even. So from here it seems that in Eretz Yisrael, they never kept 2 days Yom Tov. However, the Mechas Elazar does quote those that even kept 2 days Yom Tov in Eretz Yisrael. The Mechas Elazar says that there were those that kept that minig, that we keep 2 days Yom Tov only in Chutz Laretz. They kept it even in Eretz Yisrael. Of course, they can't keep it to the degree of not putting on tefillin, but he suggests that if somebody wants to be machmer, I saw that there are those that say that in Chevron, the minig was to keep 2 days Yom Tov, and they did not even allow stores to be open on Yom Tov Sheni. Amar Ravina, Divrei Rav and Dovra and Dovavus ain't craving Yom Tov. Those that hold that you may not bring the Dovavus and the Dovra and the Dovavus carbon on Yom Tov, based again on the Pasuk Lechem V'loy L'Gvoya, Loitem Adereisa Chazi, don't say that really you should be allowed to bring them on Yom Tov. It's the Rabbanan Gozru, it's Chazal were concerned, Shlayisha, that we're concerned that people will keep their hold back and bring the kabbonis until Yom Tov, and therefore they said you can't bring them on Yom Tov, so people will bring them when they have to and not delay. Rather, midaraisa nami loy chazal. Even midaraisa, they can't be brought on Yom Tov. And our mission is the raya, because we speak about shtei alechem. So shtei alechem, there's no concern that we're delaying bringing the shtei alechem. This is the time the chayvus hayomhu. We have to bring the shtei alechem and shvuas. So by we speak about the shtei alechem, there is no concern of shema yisha. And still, our mishnah taught us katani and adoich alayis shabbos v'layis yom tov. Clearly teaching us that the shtei clearly teaching us that never may we bring a carbon on Yom Tov if it's not a carbon that has to be brought on Yom Tov. Hadron loch shtei alechem, hadron loch shtei alechem, hadron loch shtei alechem. Our Mishnah continues discussing things that become kadosh, and if they become kadosh, how we can be paid to them. So says the Mishnah, Nesachim. If somebody set aside ingredients for Menachas and Nesachim, actually kach b'kli. That means you did Kedushas HaPeh. You said that this should be Kaddish, but you did not yet put it, but you did not put it into a Keli. And as we mentioned earlier in our Shir, when we speak about different levels of Kedusha, there's different categories. That there's a concept of something that is already kadosh, but it doesn't have a kedushas aguf, but there's an issamila. Then there's kedushas domim, something that only has kedushas gomim, and then we have kedushas aguf. And what we're going to be discussing quite extensively on which type of kedusha is there possibility for pidyon, and under what circumstances. So says our Mishnah, the Menachas and Nesachim, which did not yet get Kedushas Aguf, because they were not put into the Keli Sharis. Therefore, the halacha is Yeshlem Pidyon. They could be redeemed. However, Mishikitcha B'Kli, once they were put into Kli Sharis, the halacha is Einlem Pidyon, that there's no longer a possibility to do Pidyon. And so therefore, what do? So the Gemara Masechta Zvachim teaches us, we can't be paid to them, and we can't be makriv them, because they're already tamei. So they had a special place. Rashi Masechta Zvachim says that there was a special place on the floor of the Azara. The Rambam's opinion is that there was a special place on the Mizbeach where they were burnt. Haifas, somebody was magdish and oifer carbon. Eitzim Levoina, that were designated to be put on the Mizbeach, or Klisharis, that were designated to be used in the Beis HaMikdash, Mishinitmu, once they become Tamei, here too the halacha is Elam Pidyon. Shaloi Nema Pidyon, why not? So says the Mishnah, the reason is because Pidyon was only said by a behemoth, by an animal. These aren't animals, and non-hegdish, a non-animal hegdish, the halacha of Pidyon doesn't apply to them. Begins the Gemara. The Mishnah said, "Hamnachas and the Sachem shenitmu, nachas and the Sachem that became tamei, actually kach bekli. If they weren't yet put into kli sharis, we could be part of them." Says Shmuel, "Vafilu ain't tirem." Shmuel says a chiddush. Even though they are still tar, the halacha is niftin. We could be part of them. My tama. What's the reason? Says the Gemara, "Kamad loy kach bekli. As long as they weren't yet put into the kli sharis, they only have." Kedushas Tomim Nenu. They only have that lower level of Kedusha, Kedushas Tomim. And the halacha is that something that has only Kedushas Tomim, Niftim, can be redeemed. But as the Gemara, the Mishnah said, V'nitmu Tanan. The Mishnah says, Amnachas from the Sochav Shenitmu, Achlai Kitsh B'Kli. So our Mishnah seems to teach us that why is Pidyon an option? Because they became Tomei. Had they not become Tomei, Pidyon wouldn't be an option. But if you, Shmuel, are saying the reason Pidyon is an option is because they only have Kedushas Tomim, so why is Tomim a consideration? Answers the Gemara, correct. The halacha would be, even if they wouldn't become Tomei, they could be subject to Pidyon. So why did you speak about, so why the Mishnah say Nitmu? Answers the Gemara, either the Kabbalah Mr. Sefer, because we want to learn in the Mishnah. Mishakitch Bakleel Elam Pidyon. Once that they have Kedusha Saguf, as we explained, then Pidyon is no longer an option. Even if Nitmu Nami Afila Nitmu Namiloi, even though they became Tomei, and as we explained, they can't be used on the Mizbeach. That's why the Mishnah, to be consistent with this concept of Tomo, Tani Namiresha, Shanitmach Lakusha Bakli. Ask the Gemara, what does the Mishnah have to tell us? That once they have a Kedusha Saguf and they become Tamei, they can't be part of them. Pidshita, they got Kedusha Saguf. And once they got Kedusha Saguf, Pidyon is not an option. Answers the Gemara, Itzrich. There was a need to teach us the Sa'alochim. Kusalka datach mina. Hoyl u'ba'muk ba'mum ikri Tamei. We're going to have a place where we see the ba'mum is called Tamei. We would say, perhaps, that Tamei, that something becomes Tamei, is treated like a Balmum. And therefore, the halacha by a Balmum is that Afgav the Kodesh Kedusha Saguf, even though it has Kedusha Saguf, Kinofa by Mum, Mifrik, if it becomes Balmum, it could be poided. And therefore, here too, even though these things, the Nochas, whatever that we're speaking about, have Kedusha Saguf, but if they came Tamei, they should be subject, Hani Nami Lifrik, we should be allowed to be poided them. Kamash Malan, that's why we learned the Lav Kai Tomei Kai Rechman al Balmum. Tomei is not the same as a Balmum. And a Balmum with Kedushas Saguf can be Paida, but Tomei not. The Meklisharis Le'ashkechon the Mifrik. Because once something was put into the Klisharis, or similarly, says Rashi, something was shechted with a knife of Hegdish, it's no longer subject to be able to have Pidyon.